بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب الحث على الأكل من عمل يده والتعفف به عن السؤال والتعرض للعطاء. الحمد لله. The 59th chapter of رياض الصالحين. In this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh explains the chapter on encouragement to earn one's own livelihood. الحث على الأكل من عمل يده. So in this chapter he brings a hadith again to show how important it is for one to earn his own livelihood and to abstain from asking and begging and also to be charitable. قال الله تعالى فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله. This is an ayat of Surah Al-Jumu'ah in which Allah Ta'ala says when the salah is completed, that is when Jumu'ah salah is completed, then disperse in the land and seek from Allah's bounty. Mufassirin have explained, وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ means to go out and earn a halal sustenance. So from this ayat again, we are exhorted to go out and earn a halal rozi and earn our own livelihood. وعن أبي عبد الله بن زبير بن عوام رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأن يأخذ أحدكم أحبله ثم يأتي الجبل فيأتي بحزمة من حطب على ظهره فيبيعها فيكف الله بها وجهه خير له من أن يسأل الناس أعطوه أو منعوه. رواه البخاري. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, it is better for one of you to take his ropes and go to a mountain and then bring back a bundle of firewood. In other words, he goes to the mountain, to the forest, chops off some wood, and he brings back a bundle of firewood on his back, and then he sells it. In doing so, Allah Ta'ala will save his face from disgrace. So this is better for him than begging from people who may give him or may refuse him. Again, Shariat is also concerned about the integrity of a person. Imagine a person is now asking people and people shun him. Then it causes him embarrassment. It is not good for his own dignity. So here Sharia tells us to go out and whatever little a person can earn, but it must be from his own livelihood, his own hard work, rather than stretching his hands out and begging from people. A person does not have to live an extravagant life. His life has to be a simple life, and therefore whatever is simple for him to earn, that is sufficient for him. So the other hadith is also of very similar nature. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأن يحتطب أحدكم حزمة على ظهره خير له من أن يسأل أحدا فيعطيه أو يمنعه. متفق عليه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, it is better for one of you to load a bundle of firewood on his back than to beg from someone who may give him or refuse him. وعنه رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كان داود عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يأكل من عمل إلا من عمل يده. رواه البخاري. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said داود عليه الصلاة والسلام would not eat anything except what he earned with his own hands. Now specifically Dawood alayhi's name has been mentioned because we know he was a powerful ruler and had everything at his disposal, and he should manufacture armor and sell it. And the Quran talks about it. Allah Ta'ala said, وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ, that Allah Ta'ala had made iron soft for Dawood alayhi's. Despite having so many things at his own disposal, he still earned, he went out and he earned from him with his own hands. وعنه رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كان زكريا عليه الصلاة والسلام نجارا. رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that even زكريا عليه الصلاة والسلام was a carpenter. So even being a carpenter involved in some type of skill and craft, this is not something beyond one's dignity. This is something that a person could learn. It's an important skill, and through this he earns a halal rozi. وعن المقداد بن معدي كرب رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما أكل أحد طعاما قط خيرا أي من أن يأكل من عمل يده وإن نبي الله داود عليه الصلاة والسلام كان يأكل من عمل يده. رواه البخاري. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said no person has ever eaten any better food than that which he eats as a result of working with his own hands. And Rasulullah said that Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam used to eat from the earnings of his own hands. So again here, Rasulullah exhorts us that we should go out, whatever skill we have, and with our own hands, labor, and then we earn a halal rozi. This is better than stretching out our hands and asking assistance from people. Obviously, if there's a need, then there's a different matter as we explained. But we should earn from our own, make an effort, and have tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala will surely provide for us. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdulillah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك